Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It seems there were always two job openings in the kingdom of Israel: bold prophets to speak for God, and executioners of God's judgment on wicked kings. But the trend continues throughout history. The deliverer from tyranny is soon wearing the robes of the despot. Ahijah speaks against Jeroboam's family, 1 Kings 14, verse 10. And Jeroboam's house is eradicated by Baasha. Quote, "Then the word of the Lord came to Jehu, the son of Hanani, against Baasha," chapter 16, verse 1. And, quote, "Zimri destroyed all the household of Baasha, according to the word of the Lord, which he spoke against Baasha by Jehu the prophet," verse 12. Now, surely Zimri will connect the dots. But no, he claimed the throne after killing Elah, Baasha's son, but determined to reign as he had already been living. Quote, "Because of the sins which he had committed in doing evil in the sight of the Lord, in walking in the way of Jeroboam, and in his sin which he had committed to make Israel sin," verse 19. This must have been his lifestyle before he ascended the throne, because, quote, "Zimri reigned in Tirzah 7 days," verse 15. King for a week. But a week was more than enough for the people. How can you trust a king who begins his reign with treason and murder? Quote, "So all Israel made Omri, the commander of the army, king over Israel that day," verse 16. This time, there was no need to dispatch the conspirator. Seeing the hopelessness of his situation, quote, "Zimri went into the citadel of the king's house and burned the king's house down upon himself with fire and died," verse 18. Zimri means "my music," and we can almost hear the strains of "I did it my way" as the palace burns. Godlessness and hopelessness are traveling companions on the road into darkness. See Ephesians 2, verse 12, where we all would be without the Savior.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.